It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Patricia Naft. There was an art unveiling at the Paonia Library last weekend. The piece features four doors fanned out on a hillside beside the library, each brightly colored, but featuring a silhouette of the young and the old traveling to somewhere beyond the doors. It was funded through the Orton Family Foundation as part of the Pass the Mic project. Surrounded by people there for the unveiling, KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with artist Seth Weber.
Where did you get the idea for this type of project?
Mainly just thinking about people and the things of the valley, you know, that inspire me. And also as part of like the Pass the Mic project, of kind of the young, you know, interfacing a lot with the old and everybody learning from each other and kind of benefiting each other, you know. That was kind of the inspiration. All of us walking together through these doors of life, walking through them hand in hand. So
nice.
Getting to see all the little kids running around them, that's like the best. I can never say how much I appreciate this community and just how full of inspiring people it is. And I hope that this sort of vague depiction helps everybody know just how much I love them and that they can kind of put themselves in the places on these doors and know that I was thinking about all of them when I did the doors, and that I just am grateful, super grateful to get to live in this community and get to do art here. Yeah, so.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for this art.
No, thank you, man.
That was artist Seth Weber talking with KVNF's Jake Ryan. There are also two companion pieces at the Crawford and the Hotchkiss Libraries. The state recently announced which counties in Colorado qualify for the Enhanced Rural Enterprise Zone. New on that list is Montrose County. Colorado has rural enterprise zones as a way to incentivize economic growth in places that are hurting. Some businesses can get tax breaks for hiring more people. Delta, Hinsdale, Ouray, and San Miguel are all on the list, as they have been, but Montrose is the newcomer. The county now qualifies because its population growth is nearly flat at less than 1%, and the average income was about $33,000, which is about 75% less than the state average. Sonia Gurum with the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade explains what this enhanced labeling means for Montrose and other counties on the Western Slope.
So the main benefits to an area having it are that there's an additional tax credit that can be earned by any business adding employees. The regular credit is $1,100 per new employee, but a business in an enhanced rural enterprise zone adding new employees gets an additional $2,000 per employee.
The over $3,000 per new employee would be a credit to state income tax. Sonia says some nonprofits might be eligible. Colorado's state capitol is getting a major upgrade. A nearly three-year-long renovation of the building's signature gold dome was recently completed, and on the inside, work is underway on both the House and Senate chambers. As with any remodeling project, workers have uncovered some interesting surprises along the way. Benta Berkland has more.
The state capitol opened in 1894, and several restoration projects have been undertaken since then. The most recent work began because of a radiator.
When I first came into the house, I was sitting in one of the chairs down on the floor looking up at the gallery, and there was a radiator that was crooked and broken.
That's Republican Representative Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch.
And I asked the chief clerk, I said, why don't we fix the radiator? She said, we haven't done anything to this chamber in a very, very long time.
And here's what Chief Clerk of the House Marilyn Eddins had to say.
I had tried for 3 years to get that radiator tilted right to where it was square, so where it was fixed. Capitol Complex kept telling me that it was a big deal to do. They didn't have enough money. It required a lot more than just straightening it because of the pipes and everything. It couldn't be done.
And nothing happened, says Eddins, until 4 years ago when McNulty became Speaker of the House.
I would ask one more time. And he said, well, while you're at it, why don't we see what's behind the the acoustical tile.
The walls and ceilings in both chambers were covered in the 1950s with what McNulty calls nasty beige tiles.
And when we got the acoustic tiles off and saw what was behind them, that really put an exclamation point on the reasons why we were doing this.
What they found was ornate, detailed stenciling. The house has a green color. The Senate is red.
Look at every inch that was on here. There's handwork everywhere, you know, from the ceiling to the floor.
Jill Idy works for Evergreen Architectural Arts based in New York City. She spent the last 3.5 months hand-painting the stencils.
And I think this one, they really wanted to keep an eye on its history and preserve what was here. Sometimes people go in and just, you know, don't have the budget or don't have the time.
And it's not just the stencil work. Patrick Tagg is with Spectrum General Contractors and removed the acoustic tiles. After spending countless hours staring at the paint underneath, he noticed something.
There's a shield in the center of the wall surrounded by dots. And there's what we think is probably an eagle holding a fig branch.
What he's describing isn't visible to the naked eye, but he noticed differences in texture, and an infrared camera revealed the rest.
No one ever anticipated that we were going to find stencil under the stencil, because the first photography that we have is from 1905, and we assume that's how it was from the beginning. We found out pieces of history that aren't recorded anywhere.
If you hadn't spotted that, probably no one would have known.
Exactly.
Well worth the project's overall $6 million price tag, according to Chief Clerk of the House, Marilyn Eddins.
I know that's a lot of money, but not when you consider what this building should be. After seeing some of the capitals back east and some of the other capitals in the United States, this one looked a little shabby to me. And it isn't. It's beautiful. And it should be more beautiful. And now it's starting to be. The people that come to see this capital are going to be even more proud of it than they are now.
And there could be more discoveries to be found. All the panels in both chambers have paintings, portraits, and profiles underneath the current restoration. Next year, the acoustic tiles will come off the ceilings, and skylights that were boarded up will be uncovered. The entire project will be completed next year. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally, ski season has started, but that doesn't mean the weather is cooperating. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
It's well into December, but it may not seem like it. If you're planning on skiing and you called up Powderhorn Mountain Resort to see what time they open, you'll probably hear this.
Information line. Due to minimal natural snowfall and warmer than average temperatures, Powderhorn Mountain Resort has postponed its planned opening date of December 11th until further notice. Mother Nature has only provided the resort with 12 inches of natural snowfall and warmer nighttime temperatures, which has...
Chris Cuoco is a senior forecaster with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
Well, we've had a few early snowstorms that brought a good wet base to many of the mountains, but since that time we've had several weeks of dry and warmer than normal weather, and the snow equivalent, the snow water equivalent and snow cover... All the basins of western Colorado is below average.
He says we should see some snowstorms in the next few weeks. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Up next, Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.